مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأتقى وسيجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
سبحان
الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله. الله أكبر. 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 الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. الحمد لله. We praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى on this blessed and joyous occasion of Eid al-Fitr, a day where Muslims gather to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, celebrating breaking the fast after a month-long fast, subhanallah. But what better than having this joyous occasion in the masajid? As the last 2 years, subhanallah, we were deprived of this gathering and this occasion, subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered us in His masjid to remember Him and to thank Him. So say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah kathira. Alhamdulillah wahda. Alhamdulillah awwalan wa akhiran, zahiran wa batina. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings He bestowed upon us. The blessing of health, the blessing of safety and security, the blessing of family, the blessing of friends, the blessing of a community, and the blessing of a masjid like this masjid. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is a joyous occasion for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reflect on the days that passed as we deprived ourselves from food and from drink and from marital relations, and from saying ill words to others for a whole month. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this occasion, wants to tell us, this is your graduation. This is the day you come out with a lesson learned. This is the day you come out with a way that changed in your life, a routine that was bad, that you broke and rectified, and now It's the time to implement your Ramadan resolutions, inshallah. From now until next year, it is a duty upon us to increase the par and to increase in our a'mal and to increase in our righteous deeds the same way we did during the blessed month of Ramadan. It is unfortunate, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, that this joyous occasion for us, where alhamdulillah, we're able to sit in safety and security, we're able to sit with our family members, our relatives, is not a reality for many of the Muslims around the world. Especially for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and the ones who are in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, who had to pray Eid, who had to pray Taraweeh, who had to pray Qiyam, while they were listening to bombs, while they were listening to gunshots, while they were smelling tear gas, while they were being hit and beaten, while they were in prayer in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, defending it at the forefront on behalf of the rest of the Ummah of Islam. So first and foremost, we send a tahiyya, a greeting of honor, and a Eid Mubarak is special to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, standing, defending the honor of the whole Ummah on behalf of us. They are the well-deservants of this type of greeting, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them victory over the enemies, over the oppressors, over the apartheid state, over everyone who oppresses and kills and imprisons Muslimin unjustly. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this occasion a joyous occasion for us and for them alike. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed and joyous occasion of Eid al-Fitr to make the next Eid al-Fitr in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, one where we are able to go and pray there with them bi-idhnillah, one where Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is free of occupation, one where Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa has no enemies, has no oppressors, has no apartheid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us see this joyous occasion in this upcoming year and not to let... We ask Allah, and everyone say Ameen. We ask Allah that the next Eid does not come except that Al-Aqsa is not under occupation anymore. Say Ameen. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول ما سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر كبيرا, والحمد لله كثيرا, وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounty He bestowed upon us. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, we need to make this Eid a Eid that is joyous, a Eid that is joyous for everyone, a Eid that is not your normal day. Some of us may have work. Some of us may have other commitments. Some of us may not have connected with our relatives for a long time. Some of us may have some friends or relatives that are sick in the hospital. Make this a day where you reach out to them. Make this a day where you call them. Do not leave a single family member, a single relative, a single friend, or even a friend of your mother or father, whether they are alive or they have passed away, may Allah have mercy upon them, except that you reach out to them. As reaching out to their friends is part of the birr of them. Reaching out to the friends and family of your parents after their death is like you obeying them while they are alive. So today this should be a joyous occasion. Let us let, you know, certain things pass. You know, if you would normally get annoyed by certain things, today is the day you don't get annoyed. If you normally don't allow things, today is the day you allow things. If you normally don't go out places because you're comfortable at home, today is the day to make yourself uncomfortable, to make others comfortable, and to change it up for your kids and for your family. This is the day of Eid al-Fitr. This is the Eid of the Muslimin. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on this blessed and joyous day, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered upon him. And he saw little girls, and they were playing the flute, right? Inside the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were blowing in it and dancing. And Abu Bakr said, "Amuzmar al-shaytan fi bayti Rasulillah?" Right? Is the flute of shaytan, this musical instrument of shaytan inside the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can this be? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abu Bakr, "Leave them. Leave them, for every people have a joyous occasion. Every people have an Eid, and this is our Eid. This is our Eid. If there's any time to let something slip, it's this time. So let it slip. Let things go, inshallah, and go out with the families, have fun, do things that are not normal, not mediocre. Make this a different day. Even if you go buy your kids gifts, let them pick whatever they want. Take them out to a toy store, a Walmart. Take them out to a restaurant. Something that you don't usually go to. Make Eid different. And this is part of ta'zeem sha'air Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us on this joyous occasion, to bless our families, to bless our children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give our children an upright upbringing. We ask Allah to make them steadfast with their faith. We ask Allah to unite us all in Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah to accept our fast. We ask Allah to accept our prayers. We ask Allah to free our necks from the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them from their enemies. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in China, to help our brothers and sisters in Burma, to help our brothers and sisters in Kashmir, to help our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, in Palestine, and all over the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with them. We ask Allah to make this a joyous occasion for them. We ask Allah to unite our hearts, to unite our ummah, and to bless us with a salah in al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Why? It is free of occupation. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Eidukum Mubarak. Kullu Amin wa Antum Bikhair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a blessed and joyous occasion for the whole community. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.